Hello, Hope Hassan.
Hi, Chrissy Rios.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Buzzy.
I know. I'm feeling a little buzzy, too, but it's okay.
Yeah. We had to do a whiskey tasting
today. We had a mini tasting.
It was we planned it. We knew it was coming, but we had an addition. We'll talk about that soon, though.
We'll get into it.
Mm-hmm. Let's start this Christmas episode off with a little holiday cheer.
Yes.
We are talking about our drink of the week, the gingerbread man.
Every time I think about it, I just think of the gingerbread man from Shrek.
I do too. I have to say it's Gingy. Totally true. Every single time I've said it, that's what I've thought of as well. This one is actually deceivingly delicious.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Same. I didn't expect it. For some reason, I really thought it was going to be too sweet.
I thought it was just going to be too gingery.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't think ginger at all. I just thought sweet. Because, you know, I don't put anything sweet in my coffee. So I hate. So with that being said, the gingerbread man is a coffee drink. And it is made with half part butter shots schnapps. So it's basically like a butterscotch schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
But the butter shots, which I love the name.
Yeah, I like it too.
Half part hot damn cinnamon shots. Schnapps. Well, we drink so many shots, it's kind of like they all blend. Half part Bailey's, four parts coffee.
So it's evenly balanced.
Yeah, we might have gone a little heavy on the...
On the Bailey's.
I think we're probably at, like, whole part. I would say. If we're measuring it out to the coffee balance, we definitely did a part. Whole part.
Yeah, whatever a part means to you.
Yeah, I guess it was just kind of, we eyeballed it like, that seems like there's not enough Bailey's. Let me put more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious. And then a little whipped cream, and we threw some, you know, fancy food coloring in to make it feel a little more festive. And ta-da, the gingerbread.
Tis the season.
This is one thing I'm going to miss about the holidays passing. The drinks have been fun.
They have. I've felt extra fancy lately.
Yeah, wait till next week.
Yeah.
Another layer of fancy.
Very fancy.
Ish. All right.
Balance.
Well, it's always about balance. How was the week?
This week felt like the longest week of my life.
Oh my God, Hope.
Yesterday, by the end of the day, Chrissy, that's it, KO.
My end of the day ended up with me staying in my office an hour later.
God bless you. The minute 5 o'clock hit, I was like, I'm out of this fucking place.
Let me tell you something. You were not the only one. The only people left in the office were myself and Cash. And Cash was there only because of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody was ready to get the hell out of there.
Asa stayed for a few minutes to kind of try to help me out with something.
Well,
so I'll
nice.
Give him some credit. He did stay a little bit longer. But it was short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, him too. He had to get out of there. People wanted to go. It was Friday. It was the end of the week. It was a long, long week.
Yeah. There was a lot of tension, I think, in the office as well.
Yeah.
But overall, thank God it's over.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how relieved I was at 5 p.m. I got into my home because my home isn't that far from work.
Right.
And I took the biggest sigh of relief. Because I know I'm coasting for a couple days now to recoup.
I, however, at 6 p.m., walked outside and took a literal deep, deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to Cash and I said, oh, my God, it feels like I haven't taken a deep breath in days.
Yep.
And that one was so cleansing because I am not going back to work until January 6th.
Lucky duck.
So I am not just coasting. I am literally on cruise control.
Enjoy it.
You could wrap me up in the driver's seat and put me to sleep while the car drives. Nothing is happening.
Autopilot.
I am done. Done. Honestly, I've needed this though.
Mm-hmm.
I've really been like just.
We've been crazy busy.
Yeah.
There's been a lot going on besides just work stuff being busy. Also, it's the holiday season. Everybody wants to do something, or you need to go run for a last minute gift or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I'm ready.
I hate to say it's going to sound so curmudgeon-y, but I'm just ready for it to be over.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to be over. It feels like this year, and I feel some of it has had to do true with also with our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been really busy. This year has been really busy.
Yes.
And it feels like there has been no time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's a much needed break.
Yeah. I'm beyond ready for it.
Yeah. And I'm planning on keeping the holidays pretty low key this year.
Same. I'm going to Michigan for a short time. I'm going to visit with family and such. But my goal is to be at home
mm-hmm.
as much as humanly possible. I have a ton of booze. I have all the necessities. I live in an area where everything can be delivered. Everything.
Yes.
I wouldn't have to leave my house. I could even have somebody come walk my dog. That's that. If I wanted to be that level, like, you know, top level lazy, it is achievable.
It's doable.
Beyond all reason. However, I enjoy walking her.
Yeah.
I need the fresh air. I can't be in here for 10 days straight either because I'll go equally
cabin
crazy.
Fever.
Yeah. I want to watch The Witcher. That is a new series that's on Netflix.
Hmm.
And Henry Cavill is playing. I will not tell you anything about it. I know the basis of it, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I would love for you to watch this. And I'd love to hear your formed opinion on no knowledge of it. Just check it out.
Yeah, I should.
You're not going to check it out.
No, the reason why I'm making a face right now is because Misha's sister loves Henry Cavill. That is her man.
Yeah, I'm not into him.
I'm not that into him.
But I do appreciate him as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
So I will.
She fell in love with Superman. That's why.
I knew that's what it was. I
didn't think he was. I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Mm.
He's not my Superman.
I'm not a Superman girl, though, either. That's also part of it.
I don't know. Anyways.
I mean, I love, you know, I'm a DC Comics girl.
Yeah.
Die hard. If I have to pick between Marvel and DC, the only Marvel guy that's getting me is Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
I am
for
all
more
in.
Than one reason.
That's for sure. Those of you listening to this podcast, you already know there's a little RR love going down.
Oh my God.
But you know, DC's always been my home away from home. I love DC. So, but Superman's just never been it. Anyway, let us move on.
Yes.
What was I going to talk to you about? Oh, I was like, what else did we do this week? I feel like we did, but yesterday we did something fun.
Yeah, we had our gift exchange yesterday between the ladies.
The girly gift exchange.
It was really good. I loved everything I received.
Same. So I will say we make an Amazon wish list and we share it and we try to pay attention to each other throughout the year too and pick things that we know we want or love or would like or appreciate.
Something that we mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little things, just the things that go in passing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, so one of the things Claudia gave me mm-hmm. was Amazon Auto. I talked to Alexa so much in my car the last, I've been in my car.
24 hours.
Not even, 12. I've been in my, well, 24 hours since I received it, yeah. But I've been in my car not that long, and I've already hung out with Alexa so much.
She's listening.
She just said, oh, she's setting off on my fire pad. Hold on. I was like, where is she like setting off on? I can hear her.
Man, you have a smart home already.
I do. My whole house is like lined up. It's
You're ready.
Everywhere. Yeah, I'm good. I'm either going to live to love that I've totally roboticized my home or I'm going to regret every moment when they turn on me.
My goal is to eventually have more smart objects in my home.
Oh, no.
Like the smart plugs. I think I want to ask those from like grandma.
Yeah.
Or mom.
You know, I already love mine.
Yeah.
I love them. That's the best thing ever. Ever. And now I can't wait to get more.
Mm-hmm.
That is
mine
too.
Put them everywhere, all over your home.
Yep. I want them in multiple places.
So what does the Echo Auto do?
So Echo Auto, if you're this morning, you know, just to test it out, I said, Alexa, tell me where the nearest gas station is. Now I know where it's at.
I'm like checking to see if she's going to set off.
I'm trying to say it really fast so it doesn't set her off.
Yeah.
And she told me where it was and she was dead on because I know where it is.
Mm.
But I wanted to see because it's my first time. Let's see if she's accurate. I don't have to touch my phone anymore. So I used to have to set my phone if I wanted to listen to like Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
I had to set it up on my phone, Bluetooth through my car
mm-hmm.
and then listen. Now I tell her to play my Spotify list.
Yeah.
And she just starts playing my Spotify.
Is it just, I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what it is. Is it just like a little...
It's teeny.
It doesn't have a screen or anything.
So it's almost the size of a box of Chiclets.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
It's tiny. There's no screen.
It's just an actual,
it's a
like,
little
device.
Teeny box. It's the thickness, too, of a box of Chiclets.
Okay.
Like, it's tiny. Super minimal. It's Trident-like size, like, for people who don't know what Chiclets are.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm sure there are people. But it's kind of like that big, a little thicker, right? Like card, playing card size, even think, but smaller. Mm-hmm. And I'll show it to you. It's just in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it Bluetooths.
Okay.
So once it's hooked into your car, it's always turned on. Like the minute your Bluetooth is turned on in your car, which mine turns on automatically when, you know, mine does when mm-hmm. I turn on my car, it functions and just everything
you
need. I asked her for directions, even though I knew where I was going. Cause again, I wanted to see how reliable.
Yeah.
Totally knew where I was going.
That's great.
So it ends up working. I mean, it does everything.
That's really cool.
Like if you're on the road and you're like, where's the nearest sandwich shop?
Mm-hmm.
She'll tell you where to go find it.
Oh, wow.
It's just fantastic.
Automated
it's
vehicle.
Literally made me lazier in my car than I already was. Like, it's perfect. It's so sad. But I really did. I really had an interest.
No, but I'm
in
glad
this.
It works and you like it.
I love it. I love it. And I have a sexy Rexy now. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I love sexy Rexy. I do. It, for the record, it's one of those Thai, what are those? Like these
T-Y?
Like, Thai. I think they're Thai. Beanie Babies, but it's gigantic. And in comparison to a Beanie Baby.
Yeah.
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 And it's this sequined T-Rex. And so there's been an ongoing joke about me set by Austin, Xavier Woods, WWE, who tells me all the time I have T-Rex arms. Because when I try to take a photo of us, like a selfie with us in it, I can never do it. Even with you, I can't do it. I have the shortest arms, like, of all time. And so I try to take these, and I always think I'm going to be able to pull them off. And then he would usually take the phone away from me and say, just give it to me, T-Rex. Like, I got it. And that's where the nickname started. And I've always been fascinated by dinosaurs. So I love it. It was great.
It was a really good exchange.
Yeah.
As usual.
And I have a yoga mat now. Now I have no excuse.
Yeah.
I have to keep my word that I'm going to do yoga next year.
You know, I used to do yoga for a little bit of time because I got it on a Groupon, of course.
It's the best place to get your yoga on.
And I bought a mat and I was like super into it. And then I stopped, obviously, because the Groupon was done. And yoga is quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I've used the mat in my own home, too.
Oh, yeah. No,
so
no, no.
It has come in handy.
Yeah.
I got some good stuff. I'm really happy. I'm pleasantly surprised. Let's see. You got me the burrito blanket.
Which
honestly, I didn't open it out of the plastic package. But when I got home, I did. It's super freaking soft. It was way softer than even I anticipated. And I like wrapped myself up, even like burrito style, where it's, you know, one flap and then the other flap over it. And I did a little shimmy. And I told Stefan, hey, I'll be your burrito.
It's doing exactly what I wanted
exactly.
it to do.
It's, I'm going to wash it today when I do laundry later. But
yeah.
I really enjoyed that. And even the packaging, the way you made it look like a burrito.
That was
brilliant.
I'll post a photo on Instagram so everybody can see it. But I rolled it up in
super clever.
So much foil, like an actual burrito.
It's like
burrito.
One of those fat burritos Giant. You get from Chipotle.
No, it's way what? Bigger.
Well, yeah, obviously it's exaggerated.
I mean, so big.
But it, like, the initial shape was exactly. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Was I loved
fun.
It.
It was a fun gift to give.
Got lots of office-inspired stuff. A pin, Scott's Tots, you're familiar
Tots.
With the show. And a game. And Claudia got me the James Charles palette from Morphe. And then I got whiskey stones from you. I got a load of great things. So
yeah,
I'm totally happy.
It was wonderful. I mean, and also, can we talk about that Irish pub?
Oh, yeah. It was delicious.
I can't remember the name.
Vaughn's.
Thank you. Because I'm like, it's
Vaughn's
not.
Pub.
Because all I was thinking is Chief O'Neill's. It's my, you know, that's my place.
Because that's our, well, that's like the
that's
go-to
the
Irish
Yeah,
place.
That is the Chicago Irish pub.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really good. The food was good. The ambiance was I cannot wait to go back.
I would go back even just, not even food, but just to go for the atmosphere and a beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told Diva about it yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I told him I want to go.
Yeah. Maybe I'll crash.
definitely.
Since I'm down the street.
Yeah, definitely. You're right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to tell you, Diva also gifted me yesterday. Very nice gift, actually, which you sampled a little
bit. I did.
So Diva gave me a bottle of Lafroy. It's so smoky and caramely and peaty. I took photos. It's on my Instagram, on my Quinby Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It is, first off, the box and the interior of the box are stunners.
The presentation.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. But that scotch is to die for.
It's super smooth.
Oh my God, I can't.
It, honestly, we did a whiskey tasting and we tried some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly would probably go purchase this for myself. Like, oh. I really enjoyed the sip I had.
So smooth.
You can taste every flavor that.
Like
they,
every note.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Every note of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not harsh.
Not at all.
Such a drinkable drink. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. Definitely not something you shoot.
No. You have to enjoy
it. It's a slow drinking scotch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100% in love.
I need a matching smoking jacket now.
I know. I thought that last night. When I first took some, I was like, man, this is cigar scotch if ever there was one.
Oh, yeah. Love.
So Diva knocked it out of the park, and he gave me some chocolates, but he knocked it out of the park with this.
Home run.
Yeah. So I got some booze that I'm saying is for the show.
Naturally.
Because I don't want it, you know, when you have like six new bottles you brought in, you kind of have to say something to make it okay.
Stefan has gotten to the point now where every Saturday his go-to question when I see him is, what's the new bottle of the week?
I mean, now, okay, so it's gotten to the point that the bar now is no longer a bar.
Mm-hmm.
The shelves that used to house my pop vinyls,
mm-hmm,
have now had to move over. So today, the Arrow and Felicity and Black Canary now had to get moved over because I have three new bottles that I had no space for on the bar. The Batman and Joker series have also had to move over because I have no space on the bar. So, and here's the killer part. We're still planning to go buy
more.
A few more bottles of booze.
Yeah.
But then we'll be okay for a while-ish.
It's like that type of thing. All of us have it, right? We all have that one thing that you can never have enough of, right? Like, no matter what it is, you always justify why you need it. So, I mean,
for us, though, it is for the show.
It's is.
So most of the stuff we buy, we do buy with the intent of
like
it on the show.
Yeah. I'm always like, what's another lipstick? It's not a big deal. It's just a little lipstick.
Right. And I also was gifted quite a bit of booze this year.
Yeah, we
like
were.
More booze than I've ever been gifted. I feel like this year was just like, first off, I guess, you know, people have either heard about the podcast or they feel I'm overworked and I need a drink. Or they just see me and they're like, oh, raging alcoholic.
Oh my God.
Get her some booze.
But to be honest with you, if I didn't, for example, like I have some colleagues I work with. I don't hang out with them all the time, but we work together. And I got gifted a bottle. I actually rather them get me a bottle of booze than something else that seems A, impersonal, or B, just strange.
Yeah,
because I've had my fair share of strange gifts from randos.
Same.
So I'd rather just take the bottle of booze.
Yeah.
You really can't go wrong.
I agree. There is a gift, too, that was bought, not for me, but for Boozy Betty's.
Mm-hmm.
So Boozy Betty's officially has a DSLR.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Which means in the 2020 year, there will definitely be some video coming. Some really great photos. We're going to switch up how we're doing Drink of the Week photos. We even may have some live bartending videos coming your way.
Some tutorials.
On how we're making the Drink of the Week.
I'm looking forward to that.
I am too.
I just think of myself as like, who is it? Sandra Lee from Food Network.
Oh my God, please
do
her.
Two shots of vodka and glug, she pours glug, glug, the glug, whole glug, bottle.
The best. That is the best thing ever. I die every time I see that. And it comes around right around the holidays every year.
Or like Kitty Foreman from that 70s show.
Oh, yeah. The margarita.
Yeah.
That's the best, too. Love that. And yes, yeah, so there will be some. I guess then they'll really see how much we say it's a half a shot, but it's probably more like two.
We're a little heavy handed. It's
a little
fine.
Bit. Makes the show more fun.
Yeah.
We hope you guys enjoy it. We actually come across sounding really sober most of the time, which is
trying
great.
To keep it together.
That or we've built up such damn tolerance. I mean, it takes a lot for me to get drunk.
Yeah.
What can I say? So look forward to that coming soon in 2020. Also, if you are a video editor and want to be a part of this pod fun and I don't
have a drink.
Do it. Yeah, we'll pay you in booze. If you would like to talk to us about it, hit us up. You can find us.
Feel free.
DM us. BoozyBetties@BoozyBetties.com. I don't even know if that's a real email address. I've got to make sure it is.
I believe it is.
We'll find out. I'll make sure today. Because
You'll get that stupid mailer demon, whatever the hell.
Yeah. Is it demon? No, it's Damien, right? Damien. Or something, which is also a devil, so who cares?
I always called it mailer demon. I know it's not the correct name, yeah. But I call it mailer demon.
It's pretty damn close to what it is in reality, though.
Good times.
Yeah. Want to talk about a little favorite here and there?
Yeah, sure.
What was your favorite Christmas gift as a kid?
So I have a little story to accommodate this.
Alrighty.
And I hope everybody has a really good laugh from it because everybody did back in, I don't know, 2000 or whatever year it came out. I received a Game Boy for Christmas one year, a purple one that I've been wanting and I kept asking for it. And that was literally the only thing I wanted. Mm-hmm. If that was the only gift I received, I would have been happier than a pig and shit. Like, seriously. So that year that the Game Boys came out, the mm-hmm. color Game Boys, BK, Burger King, also came out with their version of a Game Boy. But it was more, it was like a, like think of McDonald's Happy Meal, right?
I know where this is okay. heading. I can already see it.
So they came out with a Game Boy, like a itty bitty mini version that had buttons on it that switched the image if you flipped it one way or the mm-hmm. other. It was pretty dumb. But if you were little and didn't know better, you'd be like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. I got yeah. a fake Game Boy with my meal.
Yeah.
So Christmas Day comes around to Grandma's house. You know, everyone's all excited. What are they getting? So it's time to open up presents. My uncle hands me a tiny, like the Game Boy box. And I was like, oh, my God, I know what's in here. This is the exact size of the Game Boy. I'm so excited. See the unwrap it. It's the box. I am so freaking happy. I open up the box. Guess what's inside of the box, Chrissy? It's
definitely the Burger King.
It's
version.
The Burger King Game Boy.
Oh my God.
And I pulled it out. And this is so true till today. I'll say this. I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Oh, you and me both.
Like I have zero poker face. It's terrible. I wish I did. I opened the box and I'm pretty sure at the time I was trying to like hide it, but everybody around me, all the adults could see that I was really upset. Mm-hmm. And I just said, thank you. And I walked away. Like I went to the bathroom Aww. Because I didn't want to cry and make my uncle feel bad because of course I didn't know this was a joke. I think I was 11, 12 years old. Uh-huh. So I went to the bathroom and I was crying. And then my mom and my uncle knock on the door. And they, like, it was one of those sliding old school bathroom yeah. doors. And they're like, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. And my mom said, come out here. Come out. So then they handed me the real Game Boy. But they pulled this prank on me. And I was thoroughly traumatized from it. I couldn't even enjoy the fact that I was actually getting a real Game Boy. Because at first I thought they were just going to fuck with me more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, favorite gift was Game Boy Color, minus the traumatizing experience.
Despite the trauma.
And that story has lived on for many, 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 many years.
Those are the best, though. Those are the best holiday stories, always. Mine is simple. It was a Light Bright.
But Light Bright is fun.
It's the best. I would still play with one if I had one right now.
I think my sister
love
had one.
Them. For weeks. It just kept me captivated. And then when I didn't have a little paper frame and I needed another one, I was like, how do we get more of these? We have to get more. Mm-hmm. And then they sold them. So, oh, God, I loved Light Bright so much. And again, I would still play with one. Love.
Honestly, I'm surprised, but I like it.
Yeah.
Because I've played with one before. So I get it. It's colorful.
I used to get sports stuff all the time, too. But that was like.
It's magical.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Because you're like putting all the little plugs, those little colored plugs in it.
Yeah.
And until you're all done, you can't really see what it's going
to
be.
And it just was so, to me, it was so mesmerizing. And if you turned off the lights, like, I couldn't wait for it to get dark so I could turn it on at night and see the, you know, see the visual glowing, of it in the dark. Oh, I loved it. What about your favorite all-time favorite Christmas song?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
Really?
I love that song.
I will never not think of you when I hear that song now.
I love that song. You know, everyone's like, oh, Mariah Carey, all I want for Christmas is you. Yeah, it's great. It's overplayed. But I can listen to that song over and over and over again, and I won't get sick of it. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Dreaming of a White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Aww. Christmas makes me a very old school girl. Very old school.
I don't know if I would have pegged you for that.
Love it. I could listen to it a million times. You know how they say you hear a song and it signifies the holiday season?
Mm-hmm.
The second that I hear that song, I'm like, yeah, it's the Christmas season.
Aww.
It really does signify the holidays
that's
to me.
That's what?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's very nostalgic to me. I remember being a kid and hearing that song and just, you know, my grandparents. And it just, I don't know. It's my song.
I like, there's another one. John Legend just did a remake because of the lyrics or whatever. There was a big hoopla mm-hmm. about it.
I have no idea.
Santa Baby, that's what it was. I really like the original. I don't
yeah,
care.
I like
don't
the
care
original.
What the message means nowadays.
Yeah,
I don't. But I really do
I stay
like
away from all that stuff when it gets stupid.
Yeah, but
let things be.
Exactly. I said it was a different time, and I still love that song.
Yeah, I do too. I enjoy that one. What's your favorite all-time Christmas movie?
White Christmas.
Who's in that?
It's Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, yeah.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah. That's an old one.
I can't remember the other people.
No, that's fine. I was having a hard time placing it for a second, but now I know which one you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that it's an older movie.
That one, I know a lot of people are always like, oh, no, I like the one you like.
I love It's a Wonderful Life.
That one.
But that, for me, is a tradition, too. You know that that is like a family tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve, that is the movie you watch. I've been watching that movie on Christmas Eve since I was like 5.
Wow.
I mean, forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever. I can't remember Christmas Eve. I have not watched that movie ever.
You want to hear an interesting fact about me, Chrissy? I have never watched A Christmas Story.
Really?
Really.
I mean, it plays on TBS.
I know.
Back to back to back to back to back to back.
I know.
How could you miss that?
Every year I say I'm going to watch it, and I have yet to watch it.
You would love it. You need to watch it. Truly, there are some nostalgia points in there mm-hmm. that would go right up your alley. And it's quite funny, actually.
So maybe this year I'll watch it. We'll see.
It's not going to happen.
But yeah, I'm a big White Christmas girl. I love Rosemary Clooney. I love the scene, and I have it actually as my Facebook cover on my personal Facebook of her in the black dress singing. Oh. That's my favorite scene in the whole movie. That or the blue costume that she's with her sister in.
I love this.
I love it.
Ah, you surprised me. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That was genuine. I've known you for a while, so that kind of took me by surprise. Just by surprise. Jeez. It is the booze maybe today. There was a little bit of.
You finished your entire cup already of the gingerbread man.
Yeah.
So good.
So good. What's your favorite Christmas treat?
I love, I cannot get enough. My mom bought a giant tub of it from Costco, and every time I've gone, I've had several pieces. Peppermint bark.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
I love it.
Yeah, I do. I do enjoy peppermint bark. Mine is going to shock you.
I am waiting to hear this.
Because it shocked Cash yesterday. I fucking love fruitcake. Like, I love it.
Really?
I told you it would shock you.
What the hell?
I don't know why. It just, I love it.
I would have never.
That's what
I mean.
In
a million, billion, quadrillion years would have guessed fruitcake.
I always think of my grandma.
What the hell?
She loved it. And I would always have some with her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love it.
I honestly, maybe I don't like it because I've never had a good one.
Oh no, I've had my fair share of bad too, but I work through them.
Oh my, I'm really, really genuinely freaking surprised.
This has been the pot of, oh my gods.
Christmas miracles.
Not sure this qualifies as that, but sure, we'll go for the hope.
Yeah.
Okay, Finally, quick question.
Sure.
What is one item, not gift-wise, because it's still, well, it'll actually be Christmas Day when this comes out.
What a beautiful Christmas.
Merry Christmas, people. It just hit me like, wait a minute, when does this podcast come out?
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Oh, yeah, we have.
I already did. I finished mine. I've had a few cups of cheer already. Okay, what's something if you could add to your, like, holiday decor? Something you could add to it that you really want? So I'm just going to spoil it. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
So Hope and I both want the same thing.
Yes.
And sadly, it doesn't exist.
But if it did?
It needs to exist.
Yeah.
So you know how there's Elf on a Shelf?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what we want, Hope.
Snoop on a stoop.
There is nothing more that I don't partake in Elf on a Shelf, but I will tell you right now, if you gave me a Snoop Dogg to set up on a stoop, I would have that everywhere. Every time you came here, it would be somewhere else.
Oh yeah.
That would be the most fun.
So if anyone's listening out there, please make a Snoop on a stoop.
Yeah. How this isn't a thing yet, because we've seen what may have been a prototype.
Mm-hmm.
I want Snoop on a stoop. In my life, I need Snoop on a stoop.
Same.
And because I'm such a big giant, and you know this is true,
mm-hmm.
I'm a big Martha girl.
Yeah,
I would literally put Martha Stewart baking with Snoop on a stoop.
Oh, yeah.
I would do cookies. I would have her decorating. He'd help her.
Mm-hmm.
He's wiring up some pot. I have so many ideas for this. Throw in a bonus Martha and you've got me sold. I'll pay $100 for that thing easily. Okay, I wouldn't pay that much.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay $100.
They're like the Barbie and Ken of my generation.
Oh my God. I would not say that. I don't agree. But to each their own.
Don't knock. It's my love of Martha.
I know.
You know, she's awesome. I don't know.
She's a do-it-all lady.
She is. She went to prison and knitted scarves or whatever it was she knitted. Oh, a shawl.
A shawl.
Yeah.
Did she really?
No, actually, she taught the inmates and they made her one. Whoa. What was that reaction for?
I don't know. Why would they be making her one?
Why wouldn't they make her one? She's Martha fucking Stewart.
Why didn't they just make themselves one?
Maybe they didn't and they still made her one. She's fucking Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
She's like the holy grail of prisoners there.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Don't knock Martha.
Holy grail of prisoners.
I mean, let's be real. If I were an inmate at said prison and they said, Martha Stewart's going to be one of our, like, cellies. Oh, my God.
One of our cellies.
I watched a lot of Orange is the New Black, man. So if they came in and said that, I'd be all over that. I would, oh my God, I'd be her prison bitch. I'd be her prison bitch.
Oh, wow.
Whatever you want, Martha. I got you.
That's some serious commitment.
That is. Martha, for life.
Got her name tattooed on you?
Who says I don't?
Oh, my gosh. Whoa, this went off real far.
All right, you ready to pull it back in?
Yeah.
Time for Shots or Consequences.
Yes.
I even know where it's at now. I don't even have to think about it twice.
High five.
Oh my God, we're like 5-year-olds. Okay, this one, also anonymous.
Okay.
People, you can tell us who you are. Send us these. You can DM them. You can email them.
Hell, won't reveal.
You can, if you have my phone number, feel free to text me. And you don't want to tell them who it is, it's fine. But sending the anonymous email has been a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But fun. But weird. But fun.
Mysterious.
All right.
This week, Shots or Consequences is pick the 7th most recent call on your cell phone list and sing for 10 seconds a Christmas carol to that person.
Hold on. Let me see who mine is.
Okay.
Go ahead. And who's yours? I will look. I might do this. Whoops. Sorry.
Let's see.
Okay. Oh, I just got a boozy text from our friend Tom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's picking up some Cody Road.
Oh, nice. Okay. I have mine.
Hold on. Let me see. Nope. I'm out. Nope. Mine is Diva. I am not calling diva and singing Christmas songs. No.
Mm-mm. That's unfortunate.
Who's yours?
My sister.
Oh, are you doing it?
I think so.
Okay, so what if she doesn't answer? What was the restriction?
So I think we were going to do the next person.
You have to go to the next person?
Or a shot.
Who's your next person?
Well,
if she doesn't answer,
it's
right?
A telemarketer, so it would be a shot for me.
Oh, it's telemarketer, yeah. Your next person?
I'm not calling them.
Okay. Well, why would you call a telemarketer?
Yeah.
He won't even answer anyway. All right, well, I'm taking the shot because I'm not fucking calling diva.
Let me call her.
You want to do it first? Well, let me do my shot
okay,
really quick.
Okay, then if you're not doing, yeah, go for it. Oh my, that thing glugged.
Yeah, it did.
For the record, Chrissy just took a shot out of a mini
bottle, mm-hmm. Like the airplane bottles.
And it just glugged hard.
Ooh, they probably heard that.
I don't think it was loud enough, but I heard.
I don't,
maybe.
I mean, you heard it on the, duh. You heard it through the headphones. It probably picked up.
Okay, let me call her and see. Should I put her on speaker?
Yeah, you have to.
Okay.
But don't tell her. You just got to break in the
song.
I'm
just going to.
10 seconds and then hang up.
Okay, here we go.
Well, I got to time you.
Hello?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings for you. This.
What the fuck?
That's it. Perfect timing with her response.
Did you see? She's like, what?
What the fuck? That's excellent. And you can't tell her. She's probably going to try to call you back. You just got to keep sending her to voicemail.
She is literally calling me back right now.
I knew it. So now, here's what you do. You can't tell her till the podcast.
Yeah, I cannot.
So if she asks what it is, just say, I don't know. You have to listen to the podcast.
Sounds good.
Fuck it. I love it. That's fantastic.
Awesome. She's going to be like, what the hell was that all about today?
I wish mine wasn't diva because I definitely would have partaken in this. All right.
Awesome.
Next thing and the final thing on our list for today, for your podcast pleasure, is one of the things that I received for Christmas was a gift from Hope. And it was a game that I have had on my list and I've wanted. And the game is called For the Girls.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
That's it. Yes.
So this is a game that we decided we were going to give a whirl and play on the pod. So we're going to play a few rounds and then we're going to... I'm dying. I can't stop thinking. What the fuck?
Classic, Sarah.
I just liked also the shots of consequences stuff. If people send them like this to us to like have to reach out to other people, it's making it funny. Mm-hmm. Because the person who was my pick from last week...
Yeah.
Did not know they were the pick until that was what it was for until the podcast came out. And then he was like, all right, I was super proud to be the guy you picked. It was just funny,
it was
really
right?
Because nice. There was no rhyme or reason. He asked me, I was like, I don't know. I can't tell you. That was all I said. You have to listen to the pod.
Simple.
It's made it great. So these are a lot of fun. I like these. I hope we see more of those coming along because
yes.
They've been really entertaining. Also, it's just really like you guys get to experience sort of. This one with Sarah was money.
Yeah, it was.
Ah, money.
I'm so glad it was her.
Me too. Okay, so the premise for this game is there's a little spin card.
Spinner.
With colors, and it lands on the color. And the basis of the game is whoever collects the most cards in the end is the winner.
Yes.
So the rule is the first person who starts is the person with the most Instagram followers, and that is me.
Yes.
All right, hit that spinner.
I will flick it.
What color are we on?
Yellow.
This is the first to mess up card.
Okay.
So this one is reality TV shows. So you keep saying a reality TV show and the first person who can't say one and you've got 10 seconds, so it's very quick, but we're going to keep it really fast to just not spend a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it, you're out.
Okay.
Okay. So I have to go first.
Yes.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
90 Day Fiance.
90 Day Pillow Talk.
Survivor.
Oh, girl, you just made it.
I know.
Bachelor.
Bachelorette.
Fucking fuck. My 600 Pound Life.
Shark Tank.
Is that a reality show? Isn't that a game show?
No. It's when people come in and pitch their ideas. It's a reality TV show.
Yeah, I don't think that's reality TV.
It is, though. Shark Tank? Shark Tank is a reality TV show.
I don't think it's reality TV. Reality TV is when you're delving into somebody's life. I'm going to give you another five counts.
Okay. Long Island Medium.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pull.
Real World.
Shit. I'll just take a shot or something.
No, it's not a shot. It's just a card. I keep a card. Okay. I was like, I just drove you into MTV land. You had Jersey Shore right there.
It's just like those are, in the back of my head, Jersey Shore is a long time. Dude,
Real World was a stretch. That was a pull, man. Like, I don't even know where that popped into my head from.
I was going to say TRL, but that's definitely not a reality show.
That would have been the halt right there. I was like, listen, Shark Tank's questionable as hell. Now you spin.
Okay.
For your color.
Pink?
Pink. Pick it up because I can't remember what pink is.
Do this dare to keep this card. Send your grandma the last meme on your phone.
What's the last meme on your phone?
Oh, boy. Grandma's, I don't know. I got to see.
Oh, God.
I save a lot of crazy shit, so hold on.
Yeah, so do I.
Last meme. Oh, it's one I made of my mom.
Oh, there you go. How perfectly.
But it's got a really bad word in it.
Are you willing to send it? If you're not, you just put the card back under and you don't do it.
I can't disrespect grandma like that. All right. Sorry, guys.
Card goes at the bottom of the stack.
Okay. Well,
yeah, just put it to the side for now.
Yeah.
Okay, spin for me.
Here we go.
You're the spinny. The spinner is not very friendly.
Purple.
Oh, this is have you done the thing?
Okay.
Have you ever broken a bone? No. Yes, I have. No, this is me.
Oh, you answer it for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because then the whole thing was, have you ever? If you've done the thing, you keep the card. If you haven't, you put it at the bottom of the stack. I've done the thing. So gotcha. Now you spin.
Okay.
There we go. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Ooh, I have a purple card too. Okay. If you've ever given someone the wrong number on purpose, yes.
Oh, God, me too.
All the time.
Spin for me.
Blue.
Well, I like that we're getting all the colors.
Me too.
And blue is, give the card to the player. Well, this one is kind of funky because it becomes a group thing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have to, I'm going to give you this card.
You are?
I am, even though it maybe suits me teeny bit more.
Okay, let's see.
Give this card to whoever's the most likely to be a lady on the streets but a freak in the sheets.
It's you.
It's me. Damn, you're rejecting the card.
Yeah, I am.
Wow. Wow. I guess I'm okay with that. Honored ish. Spin.
I got green. Okay,
go ahead.
To whoever is the funniest to record on their phone when they're not looking.
What does that mean?
So I know what this means. If Stefan were in the room, I'd be recording him all the time.
Oh, because I got you.
Like blackmail style.
I got you. Oh. Yeah, I don't think I'm your person.
Sorry. No. Sorry. I don't do that to you.
Yeah, that goes in the bottom, babe.
All right.
We don't have one. But, you know, those are kind of funky because those, again, are group. It's hard to.
Yeah.
So why don't you do another one really quick because that one's kind of
sure.
difficult. You know what I mean? I don't want to cheat you out of a card either if you can get it.
Let's see. If you've ever shown your significant other's nudes to a friend, no.
Bottom of the stack.
Yeah. All right. Green.
Okay. Oh, this is definitely fucking you.
Oh, boy.
Give this card to whoever has the highest Snapchat score. 100 you.
Yay.
I never on fucking Snapchat.
Blue.
Okay. Wait, was it your turn? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I was like, did I just do that?
To whoever's most likely to become a nun.
Definitely not me.
Not me. Sorry.
Sorry. That one is a dead loss. That's bottom of the stack. Wah, wah.
Okay, blue.
Blue. Give this I can't. See, this one definitely isn't you.
Okay, let's.
It is you, but it's not.
Okay, so let me explain it.
Give this card to whoever's most likely to flirt their way out of a ticket. You just pass a business card.
Yeah.
I definitely.
Have done it. All right.
I did get out of the ticket.
My mom, quick story, back in the day when rules didn't exist, I guess, she showed a police officer her legs because he wanted to see her legs.
No way.
It was summertime. She looked really cute and she got pulled over. Then the officer was like, I think I can see your legs. And she did. Dude, she said she stuck her legs out of the window.
Whoa.
My mom has really nice legs.
No, your mom's a hottie patati.
So I was like, damn, mom.
I love it. Yeah. I gain more respect for your mother all the time.
She's pretty badass.
She is a badass.
Okay, I landed on green.
Okay.
To whoever's the laziest. I don't think we're that lazy.
I don't either.
So, no.
I mean, depending on what it is, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Spin for me. Green again. Give this card who has the most unread emails. All mine are read. I read mine all the time. I'm pretty good about emails.
I'm not so great.
No, there you go. Spin that thing good, girl.
This thing is...
it's janky. Maybe it's sitting because of what it's sitting on. Yeah, I don't know.
Probably. Hold on. There we go. Yellow.
Okay, that's you.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
First to mess up loses a card. Forms of exercise. So we're going to go back and forth. Jogging.
Plank.
Lifting.
Well, lifting is very broad, but okay. Swimming.
Jazzercise.
Bar.
Aerobics.
Pilates.
Push-ups.
Yoga.
Jumping jacks.
Sit-ups.
Rowing machine. Thing.
Spin.
Bike.
Okay, fair enough. Cycling, biking. We'll keep those in one category. Yeah. Pull-ups.
Sit-ups. Did we say that already? Yep. Shit.
You're out.
Damn it.
I'll take that bad boy. All right. We'll do two more each.
Yeah, that's good. Right. That's cool. Oh, my gosh. There we go.
Oh, that was a spin-a-rooney.
Okay, pink card.
Pink K.
What is it?
Do this dare to keep the card. I hate my life.
Say it.
Give yourself a camel toe.
Oh, my God.
I fucking hate my life.
OMG. Thank God I'm the only one here. Oh my
God. I'm trying. I have yoga pants on. You know how hard this is in yogas?
If it has a seam, it's not difficult. Okay, there she did it.
So awkward and uncomfortable. I jacked my mic up getting up too. Sorry for all the noise. I hopefully can edit some of the noise out. That was aggressive.
All right.
Dude, I am I'm so competitive. It was like, give up that card? Hell no. One more each is our last one.
Okay. Okay, another purple card. Keep this card if you've ever given an OTPHJ over the pants.
Hand job.
Hand job. Yeah.
I was just going to say, come on, I've done that too. Yeah. I know you've done that. All right, my last one.
Purple.
Keep this card if you've ever caught someone masturbating. Kept.
All right.
All right. See the count. I know I have one over here that you threw at me.
Yeah.
And I think you have two.
No, these?
No, back here.
Back here?
Yeah, there.
Okay. What else is here? No.
I think those were your bottoms.
These were the nose, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have four cards.
Six.
All right, you win.
Yes! We're going to play this again.
Yeah.
This was fun as hell.
Yeah, I like the prompts.
I'm a little still uncomfortable because the camel toe has not gone away. You just gotta I'm trying. I've been wiggling it out, but what am I going to do? I'm on a podcast. It's just
you'll have pick to sit it out later.
No, I actually will. All right. With that being said, that was fun. This game was a money pick. Thank you so much. This is like a great Christmas gift. Mwah, love you. All right. Finally. We want to wish all of our Betty Squad, families, friends, your neighbors, whoever, have yourselves all a very happy holiday. We cannot thank you enough. You are our Christmas gift.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We love you guys.
Yes, thank you for being on this long road.
Magical ride. Next week is our 40th episode, Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
I can't believe we're that far along.
Jeez, me either, man. It just seems like it was like, I still remember our first one jammed in that little soundproof booth. Oh my God. How we have grown.
Yeah, we have.
So it's a perfect start to the new year. We hit a milestone. We are going to celebrate accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot wait to share it with you. The countdown is on.
Yes.
And with that, we are out of here.